It took Alexander and his friends 24 hours to get into Georgia. Most of it was spent waiting in a car. Eventually, they rented some bicycles, a piece of luck, he says, otherwise they might still be on the other side. He's clear why he's left his homeland.
Everybody knows the situation, really, because the politics is wrong, in my opinion.
And you don't want to fight in the war in Ukraine?
No, of course. I don't want to kill nice people.
Most of the people Al Jazeera spoke to feel the same way about Russia's war in Ukraine. And while they are certain of that, uncertainty awaits them. Igor is a military-aged male eligible to be called up in Russia's partial mobilization. He crossed the border on foot.
My wife is waiting to cross the border with her car. We don't know what time they will cross the border for the men part of the society. So it is just like a lottery game, you know, so you never know, you win or lose. So my wife told me 2 days ago, just go, I will follow you.
The shutting of borders has become a concern. One of the few routes out of Russia via Finland has now been closed by the Finnish government, and that's likely to mean more people arriving here.
This border crossing has become a political hot potato. What the government says is before the announcement of partial mobilization by the Russians, there are about 5,000 cars crossing a day. That figure has gone up to 11,000, but opposition politicians are saying that that's nowhere near an accurate figure, that the actual number is far larger than that. But for the Russians who are coming across, they are allowed to stay in the country for a year, but uncertainty actually awaits them. They don't know how long they can afford to actually stay here. And more importantly, what awaits them when they do eventually get back to Russia. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, the last sea border crossing.